I'd like to add my welcome. I'm Dave and Pastor, Vicar to look after this congregation. It's great to see you all. Great to see the visitors here today. Please don't worry. It's an all-age service. Please don't worry about little bits of noise. Distraction is okay. Domination, that's the line we're aiming at. So if we can aim at distraction but not domination, that would be good. You'll see why in a bit, because some of you got ribbons. Can you wave ribbons at me if you've got ribbons? We're going to enjoy the Easter story together using these ribbons. So there's all sorts of actions to do with these ribbons. There'll be some verses read for us at various points as well. We're going to move around this space enjoying the Easter story. What could possibly go wrong on an Easter afternoon? So if you're up for it, please come and join me, children, up in that back corner. We're going to start our story back there. Everyone else can stay in their seats. But children, if you'd like to come and join me back here. Here. You have to have your ribbon in your hands. Are your ribbons ready for action? So the first action looks a bit like this. So aim out the front like that. It's like as if you're pulling an arrow. Aim it really tight, like you're serious business. Because our first action reminds us that Jesus deliberately headed towards Jerusalem. So aim right the front. We're going towards the front there. Jesus aimed deliberately at Jerusalem. He knew what he was going to do. And he wanted to go deliberately to Jerusalem. Can we have our first reading?
The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel."
Brilliant. They were singing, "Praise God, thank you for this amazing king. We've got this amazing, it's exciting." So they were doing things like waving palms. So can you guess what we're going to do with the ribbons now? We're going to do some waving, and we've got a song to sing. The words are up there, but I think you know it. My God, it's so big. Can we do big? Strong, mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. Mountains, rivers, whoosh. And then see how many stars you can get done. Star, 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 star. Okay, so band, can you strike up? And as we go to the front, we're going to sing this song.
Come on, band.
Okay, here we go. Go on to the front.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are His, the rivers are His, the stars are His handiwork too.
So let's see, lots of waving, they were praising, they were going, "This is amazing! King Jesus has arrived in Jerusalem, this is amazing, we are so excited." They got to Jerusalem, and later on in that week, Jesus had a meal with his disciples. And in the meal, can you manage to put your ribbon over one arm like that? In the meal, Jesus did something very strange just before it. He washed his disciples' feet. Can you imagine washing my feet? Imagine washing someone's feet? Might be a bit smelly and dirty. But that was the amazing thing. Jesus showed that he came to love us and serve us and look after us so much. He was even willing to wash people's feet. So you got this over your arm like a towel. And can you just do a little bit of washing there? A little bit of washing there. And you've got the towel ready to do a bit of washing. Excellent. Jesus was ready to serve people and he washed disciples' feet. Then from the meal, they walked onwards to a garden. So we're going to have a garden up at the front here. So if you can come and sit on the carpet somewhere. Have a seat, have a seat. Are we going to have our next reading, please?
Come and sit down, children. That's it.
So listen to what happened when they got to the garden.
When Jesus had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers, some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it that you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. And Judas, the traitor, was standing there with them. The detachments of soldiers with its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who advised the Jewish leaders that it would be good if one man died for the people.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. I don't know if you heard, did you notice what happened in that story? Imagine you're in a garden. It's late at night, you're a bit tired, and suddenly some soldiers start coming to arrest your friend. When they get there, in this true story from the Bible, Jesus says, "Who are you looking for?" And they say, "Jesus." And Jesus said, "I am he." Because even when he was being arrested, Jesus was in charge of the situation. And right at the end there, even one of Jesus' enemies, someone with a strange name called Caiaphas, even one of his enemies said, "It's better for one man to suffer than for all the people to suffer." And as we find out, our Easter story is a bit like that. So first of all, with your ribbon, can you work out, this is one of the hardest ones to do, can you work out how to try and put your hands in handcuffs? Because Jesus was arrested in the garden. If you've got your ribbon there, can you try and wrap it around your wrists and make it like as if you were in handcuffs? Jesus was arrested. Even though he'd never done anything wrong, even though he'd been really good to people and looked after them, the soldiers came and arrested him. They took him away. They took him away and they tried him and actually found out that he was innocent, but they still wanted him punished. So they thought, right, we're going to hurt him. So what they did is they did some whipping. Can you make a whipping sound with your ribbon like that? If you do it really fast, you can make a whipping sound. Excellent. There's some good whipping sounds there. They hurt him, even though they had said, "He doesn't deserve this. He doesn't deserve this. He doesn't deserve to be arrested. He doesn't deserve to be hurt." But nonetheless, they decided they wanted to hurt Jesus. They said, "Well, that's enough." But others said, "No, that's not enough. We want to kill him. We want to kill him." So if you can balance your ribbon on your head. These days we have judges with wigs, or sometimes they have a special hat that they put on to say, "You need to be killed."